Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Peter 3, talking about godly women. Godly women, and says, verse 3, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of hair, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel. I've seen some people take that verse and preach against wearing gold. Well, why don't you take it all the way? The next part says, putting on of apparel. If it's wrong to wear any gold, then it's also wrong to wear any apparel. If you're going to interpret it like that, no, you got to look at the whole context. Amen. Don't just grab a phrase and build your own doctrine with it. No. Don't let it be the what? That outward. Everybody say outward.
Outward.
Fixing the hair, wearing jewelry, clothes. But verse 4, but let it be what? Read that out loud. The hidden man of the heart. There is an outward man. And there is an inward man. The outward man can't exist without the inward man. But the inward man can exist without the outward man. You do not have to have a living body to exist. You will exist just fine without a body. Now that sounds a little strange to us because we've never experienced it. All we've ever known is life in the body. But soon and very soon, the Lord tarries is coming, we all going to find out about life outside the body. And no, you won't turn into an angel. And no, you're not going to roam around and haunt your house. Somebody says, well, now I saw old man so-and-so shaking the chain and roaming around. No, you didn't. Well, I know what I seen. No, apparently you don't know what you seen. If you did really see something, you saw an evil spirit impersonating a dead person. If you really saw anything. And you got to remember, we have authority over all those. When people die, they're out of here. They don't roam the cemetery. They don't roam their old stomping places. They're out of here. When you lose your body, you're out of here. You go up or you go down, but you don't hang around. Well, it's true. We needed to laugh just a little bit right there. You are a spirit made in the likeness and image of God who is spirit. For you to develop, you have to develop in spirit. You have to grow up in spirit, or otherwise you don't grow up at all. And physical development is automatic with normal health in time. You're going to grow, well, you know, whether you try to or not, you're going to grow from childhood to, infant to child to teenage to young adult without even having to try to do that. It's going to happen. But spiritually, not so. Spiritually, you have to be fed and you have to be exercised in your spirit. And so this is important and it hasn't been taught. Say it out loud, I'm a spirit. I must grow up in spirit. I must grow up spiritually in the Lord. Go to Ephesians, and I think I'm closing with this. Ephesians. Is there an outward man and an inward man? Well, I tell you, before you read that, Go to 2 Corinthians 4. Do we want this established? Can you tell we're laying a foundation today? 2 Corinthians 4, then Ephesians. 2 Corinthians 4. I think I'm almost done here. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our what? Outward man perish. And it is. We don't sometimes like to think about it, but you got older while you were here this morning. And really, this body is dying. We don't like to think about it sometimes, but it's dying right now. The whole earth is dying. All the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the weather, this whole planet is groaning and travailing. Why? Because sin has messed it up. The curse is in the earth. And this thing, somebody talks about save the planet. We're not going to be able to save the planet. That doesn't mean you got to see how quick you can pollute it. But the planet in its current state is not going to make it. Nor is the sun. Did you hear me? Nuh-uh. It's a matter of time until this thing goes. Everything on it is dying. The vegetation, the animal life, and our own body is perishing. Now, you don't have to get depressed about that. Because the next verse. What? But the what? The outward man is perishing. But what? The inward man is what? Is renewed. Day by day.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't age in the inner man. You can't get old. You can mature. You can grow. So even though you may think it's a negative thing getting older physically, spiritually, there is no such counterpart. You can't age and get old. Spiritually, you can only grow and mature and develop or just stay a baby decade after decade. The inward man, what's happening? Being renewed. There should be a daily renewal. And if that's going on, there's going to be excitement because it's new. There's something new in me. What does it mean, renewed? Take away the re and you got what?
Renewed.
Well, what you, reason you say re is because there was some new yesterday. And we got some new today and new tomorrow. Some new what? New growth. Oh, come on now. New growth. Hallelujah. It makes life exciting. And married people get to wake up with a new person every day. It's just so old and boring being married to the same person. That's because you ain't doing it right. You just getting old and crusty and not developing spiritually. Now, if you are growing, then there's something new about you for them to love and appreciate.
Yes.
And there's something new in them for you to love and appreciate. And if we're really like God, how many know He's new? Every day, every morning, His mercies are new. His revelation, He is new because there is this newness of life.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. The Bible talks about newness. Of life. Say it out loud. New.
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 Renewed.
Renewed.
New.
New.
Now in Ephesians 3. Glory to God. This growing up is a good thing. I'm telling you. It means newness. New growth. New development. Ephesians 3. He taught us to pray this prayer. Ephesians 3. And 16. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, that I might say that never run low or run out.
Yeah.
To be what?
Strengthened
with might by His Spirit. Where?
Yeah.
Is there an inner man?
Yeah.
There's an outer man. There's an inner man. Peter called him the hidden man of the heart. In the writing to the saints at Corinth, he talks about the outward man, the inner man. Here he says it again. Is there an inner man?
Yes.
Does this man need to grow up?
Yes.
Just like the body grows up. Does the man need to grow up? See, we got a lot of people that's 60, 70, 80 years old and they've never been born again. Have they grown up?
No.
You can't begin to grow up till you get born again. That's the birth of the spirit man. Right? Your spirit is born again and now you're supposed to grow up. Then the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. Grow, grow. But you got to be born before you can grow. So there's no way that spiritually dead people are growing up spiritually. They've never begun. But then we should. I said we should. And how do you grow up? Desire the sincere milk of the word. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. You can go to church for 50 years and if all you hear is a, you know, excerpt from this writer and Edgar Allan Poe poem and something about politics and you see what I'm talking about? You're not going to grow.
Amen.
You're not going to grow spiritually hearing that and people's theories and opinions and ideas. But oh, when you hear the sincere milk of the word of God and develop and grow where you can get into some of the meat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of the word of God. You're going to grow. Because you're being fed. Oh, you're being, your spirit, not just your intellect, you're not just bouncing off your eardrums, your spirit, the man on the inside is getting fed. And when that part of your being is getting fed, it affects everything else in your life. I'm believing God that right now, today marks a point where we are coming up into a level of feeding of our spirit. Come on now, of feeding of our spirit to where we, you know, you see in plants and in kids. I mean, you see kids and they grow and they grow, but all at once they'll take a spurt. Anybody know what I mean by that? A spurt. And grandma will see them in 2 weeks and go, boy, I think you've grown an inch since I saw you 2 weeks ago. Growth does come like that. Faith Life Church is in the beginning of a spurt, a growth spurt, where we're just going to reach out and do some major growth in a short amount of time. The Lord told us, you know, a couple of years ago, didn't he? He's growing us up quickly. Thanks be unto God. Somebody stand up and say, it's happening to me. I'm growing up. I'm growing up quickly. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for it. Lord, we bless you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Inner Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603A. That's R1603A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.